The ACLU of Delaware says newly obtained public records reveal a lack of transparency in how some local law enforcement agencies have worked with ICE. Helen Salida with the ACLU says records show Camden officials wanted to pause their partnership with ICE because lawmakers were considering banning those agreements, not just because of community pushback.
They told ICE, hey, we want to put this agreement on pause. There is now push in the state to ban these agreements, and we don't want this to be a reason that they can use to try to do this. So even there, they weren't saying, our community told us, no, they don't want to see this happen. They said, hey, we want to pause this until it dies down, and then we want to talk to you again about re-entry into this program.
The ACLU is urging Governor Matt Meyer and Attorney General Kathy Jennings to establish clear statewide rules for when law enforcement can assist ICE. The group is also pushing to prohibit agencies from sharing information with federal immigration officials unless there's a valid judicial warrant or court order. The Animal Care and Control Team in Philadelphia has some major capacity problems and is offering incentives for people to foster and adopt furry friends. The organization says it took in more than 600 animals in the last week. They've already euthanized some dogs because there just isn't enough space.
The reality is every day, depending on what our intake is, we are having to look at the animals in our shelter and make some really tough decisions.
To free up some space, ACT Philly is paying people to foster animals. If you want to give Being a Pet Parent a go, you can get $200 to foster a dog, $150 to foster cats and kittens, and $750 to rescue partners for every big dog they take. ACT Philly will also waive adoption fees on weekends in August. Outside right now in Center City, Philadelphia, a mix of sun and clouds, plenty of blue sky showing, but some big puffy clouds up there as well. 81 degrees, fairly muggy out there. Temperature's going to be bumping up another degree or two before the afternoon is out. Chance for some isolated storms as we make our way through the afternoon. Nothing too serious, though.